We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not holding the elevator door. Saying God bless you after only the first sneeze. Leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Not flushing the mess someone else left behind in the office bathroom.
The mess. That's just such a gross way to think about it, too.
I'm staring at the photo right now that Whitney sent me earlier this week. I still don't know what that is.
I don't even know if we're allowed to post that anywhere. Because,
well, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
98pxy.com.
Text, oh, my God!
Text in the keyword VOTE to V-O-T-E to 69822.
Wait, text what?
VOTE, V-O-T-E, oh, okay, to 69822. I put it in where you can go and vote for Savage or Sensible.
So I walk into, and you know what? It's well documented how horrific the women's restroom is here at the studio for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Well, hold on. Horrific as in there's bad smells there. Not throw the building under the bus.
No. It's the bathroom bomber who, you know, we still don't.
Bathroom bomber.
We still don't know. Might be a guy. Still don't know who it is. Some guy might go in there at 4 a.m.
Sneaking
and do
in.
It. So anyway, we've documented that on the show. And fortunately, the bathroom bomber has changed their ways.
You've shamed them on the radio.
Well, as they should be. Spray, for God's sake.
Okay. Well, but you found another bathroom atrocity.
Yeah, now it's a war zone in there. So now, Friday, I went in and there was just an absolute mess in the one toilet that
you can see.
Yeah. Text VOTE to 69822. But then on...
It's not that bad.
On Monday, I went in. And I don't know if it was a new mess or if it was the same old mess. It's starting to look, it's unidentifiable. What it is.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
At first glance, you think.
Coffee grounds?
No, it's not coffee grounds.
Are you sure?
I'm starting to think it might be backed up sewage or something.
Oh, maybe. Can we get some people to look at this picture and let us know who might
know
things about things?
Is it feces? Is it vomit?
What is it?
So anyway, I got to thinking because I came back into the studio after being in there and seeing this and I was like, oh my God, you know, it's just a disaster in there. And you, Corey, said, well, did you flush it?
Yeah.
Of course I didn't flush it. It's not my mess.
A nice person.
No, it's not my mess.
Unbelievable.
I'm not obligated to flush that nastiness.
I'm hitting you with the savagery.
And
to bring this point all the way around, we have in studio with us now former intern, current dirtbag, Nick.
Hello.
In this situation, say you walk into the guy's bathroom and it's a disaster.
There's stuff on the wall.
Are you pulling the Whitney card? Look, I'm not saying you need to clean it up.
Okay,
I'm
just in
saying
the toilet.
Just flush.
Just in the toilet.
All you have to do, just stick.
No one does
stick your foot over.
No one does
just
this.
Stick your foot
yeah,
over.
Yeah, but why can't you do that in the first place? Like if you're
yeah,
especially
no, no, no.
in the guy's bathroom, I've seen some works of art in there,
oh,
man.
Jesus.
And, like to go into something like that, it's such an eyesore. It's so uncomfortable.
No.
I look at it and I turn away and run. There's
really?
No way
everybody.
There's
Monster.
No way I'm approaching it and
Monster.
Flushing it. What am I going to use that same toilet immediately afterwards?
Yeah.
I'm going to the one next
I'm not
to
even
it.
Saying I'm not even saying
Move
use
along.
It. I'm just saying to save some other people from the horror that you experience, why are you going to leave that there for them? And all it takes 2 seconds to just put your foot on the handle and just flush it. That's all I'm saying. It's not that hard.
It's not my obligation to flush somebody else's mess. And also, if somebody else comes in, then you have a bonding experience with that person. You can share.
Why do you want a bonding experience like that?
I don't know if I share that point of view.
The worst logic.
No.
Hey, you see that crap in the toilet? How great is that?
How
no. So what happened on Monday?
I always remember my fond times with Whitney walking in the bathroom and seeing a disaster.
What happened on Tuesday was Sandy Waters came into the bathroom and I'm in there and I was like, oh my God, did you see it? She's like, yeah, that was awful.
That's bonding, by the way. I don't think you know what bonding is.
And now they're best friends.
We have shared trauma now, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Sandy, remember the time we saw that crap? Oh, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. 222-9800, Club PXY safe text line at 69822. Jump in on Savage or Sensible, not flushing the mess someone else left behind. By the way, yes, should the person who left had the mess taking care of it? They, of course, they're savages too.
Yes,
of course. But if you come across that, it is your responsibility as a member of society to save the rest of us.
Nope.
You're wrong, Corey. I hate to be on Whitney's side because we really never agree that often. But
dirtbag.
You can text or call in now or text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822. Maria checking in for Savage or Sensible. Do you believe it is a savage move or a sensible move to not flush someone else's mess that you come across in a public restroom?
I think it's sensible, but then you need to stand outside of the door and take pictures of their faces when they...
Oh, God. This does not help your case, Whitney.
That's amazing.
That's awesome, Whitney. That's exactly what you should do next time and post those pictures on your site.
That's unbelievable.
That's pretty funny. I should have done that when Sandy walked in. I should have been like, hey, Sandy!
Yeah, imagine your great bonding then.
Then you could have bonded after.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Sorry, Corey.
All right, bye-bye. What's the most ridiculous? I mean, it was bonding. Oh, we both saw something disgusting.
I just mean it's a shared trauma. Then you're not the only one who has been through this and had to, you know, had to deal with this. I don't know.
Why? Why do we need the shared trauma? Why can't someone just be an adult and take care of it?
Because it's gross, and I, as soon as I see it, I'm so shocked that I just want to run away. My instinct is to
run.
You know, the fight, flight, freeze. Yeah. I fly. I leave. I get away as fast as possible, and I go to the next stall.
This text coming through. Clip PXY Safe text line 69822. Don't be a sissy. Just flush the toilet.
Yeah, whatever.
Not that hard. All right, let's look to the poll here at 98pxy.com. See. Let me refresh one more time. This could be a first.
Uh-oh.
This could be a first. We have a tie.
What?
We have a tie.
Oh, no.
50% say sensible, 50% say savage.
Wow.
I know.
This has never happened in savage or sensible history.
I know. We've had percentages of 50%
before.
We've
had like 49.5. Yeah.
Huh.
So what do we do? Wait, refresh again?
Been refreshing. If you text in VOTE, V-O-T-E, at 69822 right now, you could be the deciding factor for this.
Wow.
I know. This is shocking. This is shocking to me. And it's a little upsetting, by the way.
Oh, whatever.
Again, this just speaks to how selfish we are as a society. First off, the selfishness of the first person that doesn't clean up after themselves.
Well, yes,
and then
course.
The second, it's not my problem. Because you know what? Eventually, that's going to be someone's problem. It doesn't just go away. Imagine if everyone had your attitude. It would just be there.
Well, thank God they don't.
Talk about living in a world of feces. If everyone had your attitude, it would be there forever.
It would be there forever. It would be like petrified.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what you want?
Keep refreshing.
Let's grab this call. We'll let a caller decide. How about that?
All right.
222-9800. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, here. Sorry.
From David.
What's your name?
Gavin.
Kevin, all right, Kevin.
Savage or sensible?
You're going to decide it, buddy, right
I
here.
I have to agree with you, Corey.
Yes!
Just the
yes! Savage!
Savage. Oh!
Thank you, Kevin!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.